Good evening, everybody.
We are on Audio Boob.
And yes, we are. And
that's Boob.
Audio Boob.
Okay. That's Jeremy over there.
Over there, he's right next to you.
Right, he's over there.
And that's Monty over there.
Yep, I'm Monty, way over here at the other end of the room from where. Oh my. We do have wild animals in this house. I don't know
yes.
if you do that, but we do.
Welcome to the Roe Family Zoo.
That's right. This is the Roe Family Zoo, where all you have to do to please the animals is tickle them.
Uh-oh. Yeah. You are witnessing Jeremy being tickled by Monty.
Having fun at the same time. And the animal noises that have come out of this is weird.
Hi, Magilla. How you doing, Magilla Gorilla? Magilla Gorilla.
Oh, do you have Godzilla?
No, Godzilla? Not Godzilla. Magilla.
Oh, okay.
Oh, jeez.
I can't do it.
Oh, no. We got another animal in here. This.
No, I better not try it. I was going to try to imitate Godzilla, but I don't think it'll work too well.
You sound like a sick dog.
No, wait. Here. Hold on.
Oh, we got a donkey in here.
It's what is it? The Christmas donkey? You've heard that song, Dominique the Christmas Donkey? I'm sure you've heard that.
I think so, yeah.
That's...
Okay, yeah. Mr. Jeremy, stop it.
Oh. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, he's lost it.
No! Given how tonight it is, we need to get back into shape. There.
No! No! He can't even breathe. No! Help! Help! Stop it!
That's right. That's
okay.
Right. And this is only, by the way, for those that don't know, I'm the guest. I just got here.
And he's already tickling Jeremy.
I'm already, you know, driving everybody crazy around here. So imagine what the next few days are going to be like.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be interesting.
It is going to be very interesting.
It's going to be fun and interesting. We had pizza tonight. It was very delicious.
Yeah, the pizza was very good.
Except they gave us 4 toppings.
Yeah.
We ordered 3. We got 4.
Yeah. See, the whole deal was a large hand-tossed crust pizza with 3 toppings for $10.
Yep.
The 3 toppings we put on there was pepperoni, sausage, and Canadian bacon. Well, we got those 3 all right, but they put pineapple on there, and we don't like pineapple.
It was a hidden, I think it was a Jeremy topping.
Yeah, because Jeremy likes pineapple. It's all Jeremy's fault.
It was invisibly put on there. It's the ghost of Jeremy, see? So
yeah, the ghost of Jeremy. He's been putting things on and...
I know he tried to... He went through the door earlier today, so...
Yeah, he forgot the door was closed, and he went dunk and right...
During your radio show...
Yeah.
I don't know how many people actually know of your radio show, so I'll just mention your radio show.
Yeah.
Is on Friday nights.
My radio show is on Friday nights from 9 to 11 Eastern,
yep.
And 6 to 8 Pacific,
yep.
On Mint FM. You can visit the website mintfm.net.
Yes, and have fun. Oh, wait. I can't say anything else.
Jeremy. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, there he goes. Oh,
goodbye, Tarzan.
He's lucky that he got up when he did, because I was just about to tickle him one last time. He got lucky.
No. Uh-oh.
I could chase him, but see, I want to give it a
You don't know this house very well, Monty, and I would hate for you to run into things.
Yes, I don't know it well yet.
He kind of has the upper hand on that one.
You're right. That's the one. But wait till the end of the week. Then, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, he took off to the... Help! Oh, there he goes again! He's running into the door!
Oh, that's great. See, I should be the only one that does that, since I'm the guest and I would be expected to do such things.
Well, okay, let me close all my doors and have you run into him.
Oh, yeah,
it's like, boom,
yeah,
boom.
Thanks a lot. Just for that? Oh, wait, I can't tickle you, can I?
No, I'm not ticklish, actually.
Oh, lucky you. See, I wish I wasn't. If I wasn't, then it'd be
like... You better not get close to me, because I could tickle you, too, just like you tickled my husband.
Oh, I know. That's the scary part. You got practice, too.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Because I've had many years of practice.
Yes.
How long 6.5, as a matter of fact.
Wow. That's quite a bit of practice. Yeah, that's a lot of practice, all right. Well,
Notice he's moving farther away from me.
Yes. I'm way over
here. He's going to keep his distance.
I'm way over here now. No, this is how our first night is going, so just wait for the other... booze to come.
In the oh my god! Days. Yeah, this is gonna be wild, especially when we go out and do stuff like go really... to restaurants
or even just even something as simple as you know Subway.
Yeah.
Which is right here.
Yeah, and oh, and I forgot to tell you earlier, we have, like I told you before, though, we have Outback Steakhouse.
Oh yeah, that's right. We have to.
We have Olive Garden. We have the Islands. And if you want to look on around me, if you see
anything that's... I can open that and see what's all around us here.
Mm-hmm.
What's all around?
Maybe. We have two different pubs that I know of.
Wow.
There's a Schmitty's Tavern.
Okay.
Which is in walking distance. It's near Subway, actually.
Wow. Okay.
And then there's, over by Olive Garden. You can't walk to it, though, but there's another pub called the Tilted Kilt.
Oh, wow. I definitely want to make sure I go there on and a Friday it's, night.
Instead of a bar and grill, they call it a Tilted Kilt, the Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery.
Oh. That's definitely old fashioned right there.
I just dropped my phone in my lap.
That's what that crazy sound like people heard.
Yeah. If that's the sound you heard, people, you can expect that.
Yes, exactly.
So you can expect that.
Yo, look what you did.
I want to tickle you. I want to tickle you.
Okay. this is gonna be fun. Jeremy leaves the room. She still has a tickle person. Oh, my goodness. What am I going to do with you?
I don't know.
Well, I think your Audio Boo Plus is working.
Well, yeah. Let's see. How much time do we still have?
23, 27.
You got 23 minutes, I think it said.
23 minutes of torture.
Oh, no. God. Well, I don't think we could do that to our listeners, but I figure we could save that for another boo. You know.
And then remember, you're sleeping in my house, so I can always sneak in your room and tickle you.
Oh, that's true. Boy, I better be very nice. I better be very, very nice.
You better be nice.
Oh, I can't wait to see the comment. I can't wait to see the comments on this, because I assume your audio boos go to Twitter, so.
Yes, they do.
Oh, that should be fun. There'll be lots of audio boos.
Ladies and gentlemen, Monty is ticklish.
Uh-oh. Oh, crap. Toonhead now knows
Toonhead
that.
Toonhead now knows that. Oh, no. And so does Sarah, if you ever get together with her.
Right, right. Oh, boy.
And she has a, you know, she's playful with her dog, Gatsby, so.
Oh, I know. Yes, she's doing something with her.
Yeah, that see what can happen when you speak, say too much.
I see that. And I'm trying, too.
That can get you into trouble. That can get you into some serious trouble.
See, I think I'll have to use your audio boost for the basis, because like mine, I can only do 5-minute audio boost. So
you know what's really cool, though, is you're following me on Twitter. You can go back to my timeline and you can download them.
That's true, which so, I will likely do, because you know, I do that sort of thing, especially for cool things like this. So.
Yep.
It'll be good. So, yeah, everybody look out. We know the ticklish people are around here. And yes.
Yeah, we've got two ticklish people.
Yes.
And both of them are guys, which is kind of scary.
Yeah, the date today, by the way, because, you know, Audio Boo doesn't often say the date in the posting unless you put it in there.
Nope.
Today's the 29th of March, 2013, in case you're listening to this a year from now and want to know when the heck this happened.
Yep, the 29th of March, 2013.
Yeah, or 2013, as you prefer.
2013, yeah, whatever.
Around these times of year, you don't know how to say it. 2013, 2013.
I used to have an app installed in my phone, but I deleted it because after a while it was just kind of... pointless.
I know that. Nice kidding.
Oh, that was bad. No.
Oh my god.
I just prefer to go. It's just a little sound. And Jeremy messes it up. He goes. I was like, oh, that sounds yuck. But I used to have this app on my phone called Your Past Life. And you put in your birthday and it tries to guess who you were in your past life.
Ooh.
Well, it said that Jeremy was a female who used to be a sailor.
Oh.
And yet his dad was a shoemaker born in the 1500s in India.
Wow. Well, who were you, I'm wondering?
I was a teacher born in 1125 in Australia.
Wow. That's pretty exciting stuff there.
Yeah.
I hope I was at least some kind of explorer or something. I'll have to. Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe just install. It's free, okay. So install the app, Your Past Life.
Okay.
And we will find out
what I was back in who knows when,
and where you were born.
And where I was born. That's right. Yeah, maybe I was born. Maybe I was born in a space station. You know, wouldn't that be cool?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Hey, I've often wondered. Now this is something to ponder. You know how when you're up in space, there shouldn't be any bacteria, right?
Yes.
So if somebody, and this has never happened to my knowledge, if you were to have a baby in space,
yeah,
and that baby were to be born and raised in space entirely, Wouldn't that mean they would never get sick?
How would they live?
Well, with the oxygen on the space station, obviously.
Well, yeah. On the space station.
Yeah. I mean, we do
have the space station. Would think that there would be, you know, bacteria there, because with oxygen, it's, you know, oxygen can be providing. It's artificial oxygen,
too. It's artificial oxygen, so it's pure, and it's, I would think it would not have any bacteria in it, would it? Because oxygen itself doesn't generate bacteria, does it?
But people do. And when people... Do we
really? So, like, when we get sick, does that mean that we're actually the cause of our own sickness?
I thought it was
just, like, organisms that get to us, but...
From what I've read, we have bacteria inside of us, and some of it is good.
Right.
You know, so that just depends on when you go to, when you take this bacteria with you, when you go to a space station.
Right.
It could potentially grow and spread, that's
an interesting thought. Yeah. If there was, because the best way, because you know how when they would go in, astronauts would train for spaceflight, they would have to go into quarantine. I don't know if you knew that or not, but when astronauts train for flights, I think it's like a week before launch, they go into quarantine and no
Jeremy,
one can
where
see
are you going to sit?
I don't know. Next to you, dear.
Okay. Ah, here he goes. The tickle person's back. I guess he didn't want to, he had too much,
He was missing his wife too much.
And he's missing his tickle buddy.
No!
That's right.
Hey, Jeremy, you could always get him back. He's ticklish, too.
Sorry, I don't go that way.
I like that. See, I'm safe with Jeremy in here.
Yeah, you're safe with Jeremy.
As long as Jeremy's here, I'm safe. Because he's between me and you, so that's perfect.
That doesn't mean my arms can't reach.
Oh, ah! I forgot about that. I thought I was safe.
Well, yeah, it doesn't always. It's what they call wishful thinking.
Oh, that's right. That's what they call that. You're right.
No, but I used to be into the, like the games like Mariani.
I never even played those. The only games of that type that I ever played was Speed 2. If you ever played that.
Well, with Mariani, see, like, there's a client, a game client called VIP Mud, and with Sound Pack, you can actually, like, when you launch your spaceship, you hear a ship launching. And
nice.
It's very enriching.
Yeah, that would make it.
Yeah, cool. I have my character on there still, but the thing is, because I didn't log on for 2 months,
right?
They purged my character, but... They brought it back. They restored my character. So my character has all her points.
Oh, cool.
And everything. But she lost all her ships, all her money.
Oh, so you got to start over.
Yeah, I have an asteroid.
If that game's even still around.
Yeah, it is still around. I have an asteroid hauler called Rock of Ages.
Okay.
I named it that.
Nice.
But I do like to get on there for the sound.
Launch that sucker.
I was going to ask you a question, Monty, if you don't mind me asking.
Well, we are live on Audio Boost. If you don't mind the whole world knowing, then, you know, feel free to ask. If not, we'll ask when you'll be in the audio booth.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
What did it have to do? What?
About the Mariani.
Well, he never played it, so.
Okay, then he wouldn't know, because.
There you go.
Ask me. Ask your wife.
Is this true that they take the stuff in game too serious?
Oh, God. They take... Okay, see, this is one of the reasons... Okay, see, I got too busy to play Mud games.
Right.
You know, that's for one. It was just... Another thing I didn't like is that people would take what they call in-character versus out-of-character.
Okay.
Now, on Mariani, it is a role-playing game. You are to play in-character. My character, her name is Teresa Hamilton.
Okay.
Okay. So you cannot say Melissa in
right, game. You say Teresa. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So when you're in character, you role play. Now, okay. If somebody does something to your character, you don't go on Twitter and bash the actual real person in real life.
Oh, no, of course not.
And people have been doing that.
Really?
Or they'll take out of character stuff in game. Like somebody did something to somebody banned somebody off of their Team Talk server. And then they went into the game. And blew up their ship. And
wow.
I mean, people just drama.
Maybe they think it adds to the game. Maybe that's what they think. That it...
I don't know.
This,
see, I have...
Do that, but I can see where they might think that.
You know? I have on this laptop, if it'll boot up fast enough.
Well, it better boot up. You got, 15 minutes left of your audio boost? So if it doesn't boot up by then, then, yeah, you got issues with the laptop. We shall see. While you do that, I'm going to play with my phone for a minute. Let's see. Where is... Oh, good. You're 0 miles away again. Yay.
I'm 0 miles away. Yeah, that was funny. Earlier, his...
oh, yeah, we got to tell him. Yeah, we
earlier, his Find My Friends app said I was 1/10 of a mile from him.
Even though
and we were sitting on the same couch.
I know. It was funny as hell. That was great. So that was great. So yeah, it's been a fun night. And
yeah.
We just wanted to do our first of, I'm sure, many on the beach.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a good time. And I don't...
14, your laptop 21. Is, you still 14, that was right. God, I was just guessing. I didn't say 14 some odd minutes remaining? Yeah, you're doing good.
Yep. Well, I turned on the laptop, but see, the thing is it didn't fully shut down when I told it to earlier.
It didn't?
It was still going. It was like I told it to shut down, and it played the shutdown music, but...
So maybe it was installing updates, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe. Laptops kind of scare me.
Is your laptop so quiet that you can't even tell when it's actually on?
It's on right now if you can feel it. Like, can you hear anything? Watch, listen.
I don't hear nothing because all I hear is the fridge and...
Yeah, it's on right now.
Okay. So you're I mean, you're at the laptop. You can feel it.
They fixed it where...
Yeah, it does automatic updates and shit.
Oh, well, you can always turn those off if you really want to.
Yeah, I know. I need to go in there and turn them off.
But, I keep mine on, but I usually know. It is kind of scary because when you shut down your computer and you don't know there's updates ready to be installed, you think it's frozen when in fact it's just installing updates.
Boogie. Yeah.
I hate that, but yeah, I've gotten used to it on mine.
Rawr. Of course, what I like about Windows 7 is that you can go, you know, you can be in any program and you can search for anything.
Yep, you can. You can literally, you can go into the start menu and you want to bring up something in control panel, you can just practically go right to it.
Not just that, but we have a program, I don't know if you have it, called Winamp.
Oh, who doesn't have Winamp? That's like that is a must-have. I mean, computers should come with it.
One person made fun of it.
Jeremy used to make fun of it, Jeremy. You used to call it Wintramp when I was giving
Wind
you...
Wintramp? I know somebody that called it Winlamp.
Well, when Winamp was giving him problems, he's like, I'm going to call it Wintramp or Windcramp.
Windcramp, that's a good one. Windcramp,
but I found out why it was giving me problems.
Because he didn't update it.
Not just that. When I got the software called Open Candy.
Oh, jeez.
Yikes. That's
yikes.
Boring. I wouldn't even want that software.
Open Candy.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I hate that song, don't you?
Yeah.
I want candy. It's like, it's a stupid song. I love 80s music, but that one's just a stupid song.
Yeah, that one, I never really could get into that song at all.
One group I don't like, and they kind of got on my nerves, was Color Me Bad.
They were okay, Color Me Bad.
Yeah, they were okay.
They were all right. They were better than some of the groups.
The one I couldn't stand was TLC.
Yeah, they were. Boys to Men was good.
Boys to Men. Oh my God, could they harmonize?
Oh my God, I don't know how they did. Do you remember the other group called All for One that was kind of similar?
Yeah.
They were really good.
All for One actually did one of the songs for The Hunchback for Disney.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
I like the Boys to Men's version of In the Still of the Night.
Which one?
In the Still of the Night.
Oh, yeah.
In the Still.
It was Ronnie Millsap.
He did the original version, but they did, oh my God. They are like, they can harmonize. Like,
yeah, it's crazy how they can do that.
And there was Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam? Are you talking about our government?
No.
Yeah, I think he is. He wants to tell us how corrupt the government is.
A group. Oh, Uncle Sam. Boys to Men was their producers.
Really?
Really?
I've never even heard of them. I did not know that.
Seriously?
I've never heard of the group Uncle Sam.
Uncle
either.
Sam, I am. No.
Yeah, there you go. Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss quotation.
By the way.
Green eggs and ham. Sam, I am.
By the way, Monty, did you know Ruth?
The old Braille teacher, yes.
Ruth.
Over at
DPR.
I miss her, actually. She was good.
By the way, I miss her, too. When I went there, she got sick.
I read all the books that was there, and yeah, that was fun.
Stupid computer.
Anyway, she got sick, and she lost most of her hearing.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow, I wonder what happened to
her. She used to have a good singing voice, I hear.
Yeah, she sounded like she probably did.
Yeah.
She did. I remember. And then there was, let's see, there was Ruth, there was...
Cindy.
Oh, please.
Cindy!
Yeah, a lot of people didn't like her, but she was okay to me.
Hey, she thought at first there was something wrong with me.
There was a mobility instructor named Virginia. I could not stand her.
Virginia Piper.
Oh, I remember Piper. Yeah, I never was with her, but I remember
her. She was a Pied Piper, man. She was...
Yeah. we're reminiscing, for those that don't know, we're reminiscing about old DPI memories.
Yeah, DPI is the Davidson Program for Independence in Los Angeles, California.
Yes.
California.
We've all been there, so...
And guess what? I've got
We can do a three-part choir.
Oh, God. I'd rather not, thank you, because I'll be like...
Monty could go, la. Jeremy could go, la.
Did you do that? Yeah. Yeah.
Was that real? No, it was not. Was it?
No.
Now see, that was a close one. I thought that was real.
I thought it was too. Man, the thing is, though, is I have a belching problem. I'm sorry.
Hopefully she'll demonstrate it.
No! No. I have, because I'm lactose intolerant, and you know, I take lactose pills, and whenever I eat dairy foods, my problem is I'm always belching.
You just gave away your most important secret, you know.
I know.
Well, mine comes out of both ends, and I'm not like,
I don't. Whoa. That's going a little too far. We're on Audioboo.
Yeah.
And no
editing can be done to these. So,
yeah. Anyway, so yeah, you should hear Jeremy's mom. She burps like a foghorn. She's like burp.
I'm waiting for someone to burp like a semi truck, you know. That'd be something. I know somebody, by the way, that can do a perfect backup sound. Just with their mouth. You know, like when the truck's back up and you hear the beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
They can get the pitch perfect. And they can do the sound of the air brakes, you know, the psh. But it sounds, but it sounds so real when they do it. It's like, I can't really, they crack me up when they do it. I'll have to see if I can show that to you. But yeah, they can, that's more like.
My favorite one to do is where I clap my hands over my mouth, but I open my lips just a bit. I kind of shape them into, like, you almost pucker them up like you're going to kiss somebody.
Yep.
But you open up your lips a little bit, and it's a little hollow. So when you cup your hands over your mouth and you clap them, it makes, like, you know, you would kind of clap them like this. Kind of how they're cupped. But you would do it over your mouth, and then you get this sound.
Wow. Wow, if I didn't know the secret behind that, I would have been like, where's the cup that you're holding on to? Wow.
Oh yeah, my. You have to do that in front of your...
Ow.
That's right.
You have to kind of pucker your lips.
Oh, that's funny. I'm looking at my Facebook comments.
Yeah.
And my one of my friends, when they saw me pass by Morongo, they're like,
Casino,
what? I didn't know you gambled. Did you win anything?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I wish.
And if he did, he should have shared his winnings with me.
I know, right?
Casino cool. Morongo.
Was it?
Which, by the way, Melissa thought was in Indio. Is not in Indio.
It's in Cabazon.
Yeah, that's right. We got a new talent of that, folks.
Toonhead was teasing me the other day because they have these new chips, I can't pronounce them, but there are these new ones by Lay's, and Toonhead did some audio booze.
Okay.
they're spicy. It's a new flavor made by Lay's. So okay. They've got a little bit of a spice and kind of almost a tangy flavor to them.
Okay.
So anyway, they did that audio boo, but I cannot say the name of the chips. I always get them mixed up.
Okay. I hope he does better.
Yeah. Well, he can say I'm better.
Okay.
But I can't say
what is called chicken wagga, you know. So
we just say blah, 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 blah.
Yep, that works. So what about him though? How did he tease you? Oh, because you can't.
Because I can't say it. Right. Yeah, because I can't say it. How much? time do we have left?
Find out.
5 minutes and 3 seconds.
Already? We've been doing this for 25 minutes. Wow. Wow, that's boy. I told you,
this
man,
is scary.
Do you like Chinese food?
Some of it. I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah. I'm not a Chinese. You know what, Monty? You are starting to scare me. You like all the foods I do.
Pretty much.
Like Monty likes his hot dogs and his hamburgers almost pretty much plain.
Yep. Yep.
What do you put on your hamburgers?
Beef, cheese, and bun.
Oh, really? I didn't think you put the bun. No, I'm just kidding.
Uh-huh. No,
sometimes I'll put bacon or barbecue sauce, just a tad.
Sometimes I'll do bacon as well. It just depends on what I'm in the mood for. But, you know, otherwise I'll just...
Jeremy likes to get the, what is it, Bacon Western?
That's a good burger, yes. That's a very tasty burger.
It's got onion rings and bacon and barbecue sauce.
I'll eat it, but I have to be very, 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 very hungry to eat that.
Yeah.
It's big.
Well, one of my old schoolmates,
Yeah, one of his old friends used to eat 2 burgers, 2 large fries, and 2 large Cokes.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of burgers? Like your simple Big Mac?
No, Quarter Pounder.
Or your Westerns.
Or the Bacon Westerns at Carl's.
Two of those? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm full after one of those.
Oh, God.
And I thought I ate a lot. Holy good Lord.
Holy mackerel.
You know, we aren't friends anymore because he betrayed me.
Yeah.
Well, after eating that much, I don't think I'd be friends with too many people either. No, but seriously, that's a lot of food to digest.
He's actually, from what I was told, he's got real bad cholesterol. He's a real bad diabetic.
Wow.
And he's still...
I wonder why.
I can't imagine.
If he eats with that kind of diet, good gracious, golly, Miss Molly.
He eats such healthy foods. I mean, you know, he should be...
A balanced part of this nutritious breakfast.
Oh, yeah, no. Exactly. The Western bacon burger. The best part of this nutritious breakfast.
And do make you... that too, please.
I miss those commercials from the 80s, but we're almost out of audio boot time, so we can't have too many subjects.
That's me Lucky Charms and all.
Oh, yes.
They're magically delicious.
You don't hear that anymore. All those commercials from like the 80s.
Okay, we have 2.5 minutes left of audio boo.
All right, well, everybody, I hope you have a good night. We'll be doing more of these as the week
progresses. Oh, yes, we will. We will be doing...
So if you're tired of us, well, then you better, like, I don't know.
You better get used to us, like, now. This is our warning boo.
Yeah.
This
is our warning boo, so look out what could happen in the future.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. Jeremy's help could be the emergency tone.
That's right.
Help!
Yeah. Oh, you know how they have the emergency alert system, you know, those little beeps and everything before the tone? No, in this case, it would be like...
Help!
Yeah. That'll get your attention real quick.
You should hear the emergency, the loud, freaking loud PA they have at the college.
I would like to hear
this
that.
Guy comes on and he goes, "This is a test of the emergency system for the College of the Desert."
Oh,
wow. I mean, it's a loud PA that goes all over the freaking campus.
Wow, and you're right.
Instead of being a tone, it's like this dude coming on. If this were a real emergency, you'd be given instructions on what to do. Wow. I was like, I think the instructions you're giving me now are get the hell out of here so I don't have to hear you.
Well, that's a good test then. Once this audio boot times out here in a minute, you definitely have to give it a good title so everybody will want to listen to it.
Yes, we're going to have to think of a good title. So anyway,
Of course, for being safe, I could go, whee!
Oh, yeah, that's the all clear.
That's the Geico commercial.
Yep. Oh, yeah, the Geico. Oh, God, the Geico commercials are some of the funniest commercials around.
Whee!
Yep.
Hey, and my cousin doesn't like it.
Do it again, Jeremy, for the audio boo. Whee!
Yep. Wee, that's the all Wee. Clear.
That's no. the all clear.
Yep.
Or yay.
Or yay, that's a good one.
Can you say yay, Jeremy?
Yay!
Yeah, I like that one better.
Yeah, he said yay without laughing.
Wow, cool.
You heard that?
Yeah, I heard that.
That was cool. That was awesome.
That was very cool.
I'm sorry if I couldn't.
It's okay.
No, you got it. You did good. You did very good. 24.
Okay, we have 24 seconds left.
All right, so everybody have a great night.
So long, farewell.
And enjoy listening to us go nuts.
Yes.
There's more of that to come.
Thank you very much, Audio Boo. Say goodbye, Jeremy, real quick.
Bye-bye.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
That'll do it.
Yep.
Time will expire in 2